This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, July 12th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, a look at transparency in government and how that applies to the ongoing legislative session in Springfield and budget negotiations. And a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. A homeless man has been formally charged with six counts, including two of attempted murder for last month's shooting and wounding of two Champaign police officers by Westside Park. 46-year-old Donnell Clements is being held on $10 million bond. On the evening of June 7th, officers approached Clements seated in his car parked along Church Street. Assistant State's Attorney Steve Ziegler alleges Clements leaned from his car window and fired at Deputy Chief John Murphy. He and Officer Shannon Bridges both suffered gunshot wounds and have recovered, as did Officer Jack Armstrong, who was hit by a ricocheted bullet. State's Attorney Julia Reitz says she lacked evidence to charge Clements for his injuries. Clements himself was also hit several times during an exchange of gunfire. He was arraigned yesterday via video conference shortly after being released from Carl Foundation Hospital. Clements initially appeared confused about the charges against him when read by Judge Heidi Ladd, but eventually replied to each with, "I understand what you read." Other charges against Clements include aggravated battery with a firearm and unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon. He's due back in court July 31st. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels says county councils and tax boards will have more time to decide whether to raise local income taxes to offset future property tax increases, reduce property taxes outright, or both. Lawmakers passed legislation this year giving counties those options for property taxes payable next year, but county councils or county income tax boards have to decide by August 1st to opt for the changes. Daniels says that's a tight deadline, so he's extending it by 2 months. Daniels also says he's formulating some other ideas on property tax reform, some of which would require legislative action, perhaps in a special session. The administrator for the Vermilion County, Illinois Health Department says bacterial meningitis is the suspected cause in the death of a young Westville girl over the weekend. But Steve Laker says additional tests must be conducted to meet U.S. Centers for Disease Control rules before the cause is determined. The girl, identified in news reports as 3-year-old Zoe Ray Troutman, was hospitalized in Danville Saturday and later sent to Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana, where she died Sunday night. Laker says they're now investigating to see if other people were infected, especially people who had direct contact with the child.
So you worry about people who may have shared drinking beverages or something out of the same glass or container, someone eating with the same utensils, sharing a toothbrush, kissing. I mean, you know, all these things are intimate contacts that are the most worrisome.
For now, Laker says he thinks the girl's death was an isolated case. He says bacterial meningitis has occurred sporadically in Vermilion County with 4 cases in the past 30 years. The disease, while contagious, is not spread by casual contact, but it can cause serious brain damage and death if not treated properly. Symptoms of meningitis include nausea, vomiting, headache, fever, and a stiff neck, a rash, and sensitivity to light. Celebrated tenor and Illinois native Jerry Hadley remains hospitalized today for a gunshot wound police say was self-inflicted. He holds a degree from the University of Illinois and is known for creating the title role in composer John Harbison's The Great Gatsby at the Metropolitan Opera, as well as the lead in Paul McCartney's Liverpool Oratorio. A hospital employee declined to provide an update on his condition today, citing confidentiality laws. Hadley was on life support yesterday. New York State police say the 55-year-old shot himself in the head with an air rifle at his home in Clinton Corners, New York. He was found unconscious on the floor of his bedroom. Hadley grew up in Manlius, Illinois, near Peoria, and got his undergraduate degree from Bradley University. He went on and got his master's from the U of I School of Music in 1977. Champaign County Coroner Dwayne Northrup says an Urbana man has died from injuries sustained in a motorcycle crash that occurred yesterday. He says 27-year-old Thomas Gaddis, who was not wearing a helmet, suffered traumatic head injuries. The crash occurred in the 1200 block of Anthony Drive yesterday. An inquest will be held at a later date. The village of Savoy has just gained more than 100 acres of land with the annexation of property for the new Fieldstone subdivision at the corner of U.S. Route 45 and Airport Road. The Savoy Village Board approved the annexation last night. When it's completed, Fieldstone will feature about 180 one-bedroom apartments, 199 single-family homes, and 21 duplex lots. Zoning Director Dan Davies says the subdivision will be a major addition to Savoy.
It's going to bring a lot of people to the community, obviously. It should help us attract more retail development. They will be upscale homes. So we're excited about it. I think it's a very big project for the village.
Davies says site preparation is currently underway for the apartment buildings at Fieldstone. He expects them to be completed sometime next year. Fieldstone is one of five new subdivisions in Savoy where construction has begun or is about to start. Davies predicts that when all five subdivisions are occupied, Savoy's population will surpass 10,000. The town currently has 5,600 people, according to the U.S. Census. But Davies says Savoy officials believe the actual population may already be nearing 7,000. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosher. Good government groups and rank-and-file state lawmakers have for years demanded a more transparent budget process. And finally, 6 weeks after a spending plan was supposed to have been passed, they got what they wished for. Amanda Benecke reports on how it's going.
Here's how the budget process usually works in Illinois. Legislators spend months in committees, hearing testimony from directors of state departments and from advocacy groups asking for state funds. Then lawmakers wait. For the real budget decisions are made by the governor and the men known in state government circles as the Four Tops, the Speaker of the House, President of the Senate, and the leaders of the minority parties in each chamber. These men meet behind closed doors and make deals as to how much money will go to schools, prisons, and pork projects. This secretive method of deciding where taxpayer money will go has led lawmakers to demand greater involvement and more openness in the process. And over the weekend, in the midst of a budget deadlock that's led to what several longtime political analysts have called the most unusual legislative session in memory, they got that chance when, during a special overtime session of the General Assembly, Democratic Speaker of the House Mike Madigan invited all representatives to attend the previously private negotiations.
I'm going to suggest to the members, all of you, Democrats and Republicans, the meeting is scheduled for 12 o'clock in the governor's office. I would suggest any of you who wish to come down to the governor's office, as far as I'm concerned, join the meeting.
An estimated more than 60 lawmakers took Madigan up on the offer and are now participating in the deliberations. The meetings were moved from the governor's office at the Capitol to a ballroom at the governor's mansion a few blocks away. There, the lawmakers sit around tables arranged in a U-shape with the governor and leaders at the helm. These meetings aren't totally open. The general public and the media are excluded. But according to those present, like Republican Senator Dave Severson of Rockford, it generally involves the governor or one of the Four Tops making comments, to which the rank-and-file legislators react. Something that could make for entertaining C-SPAN coverage were they open to reporters.
This kind of reminds me of watching of English debates, you know, it's really a lot like that. One person stands up, makes a comment, and people yay or hiss, and the next person stands up.
Severson says while the idea of inclusion sounds good and that he appreciates the chance to give input, he doesn't think bringing in dozens of extra people, each with their own opinions, districts, and demands, will help resolve the extraordinary budget impasse. Democratic Senator Marty Sandoval of Cicero agrees. He says these open meetings are a farce, a theatrical-like show of grandstanding. Sandoval says it's good catharsis, but that's about all.
It's good psychological, budgetary, legislative therapy.
Because you get to vent, you get to air out all of your concerns.
But the mental illness has not gone away, and the delusions and the anxieties and the frustration of this General Assembly session hasn't gone away.
For instance, perhaps the biggest point of contention is that Governor Blagojevich is demanding a new $3 to $4 billion universal health care plan be part of the budget. Republicans and Speaker Madigan want to hold the line on spending. And yet, says Sandoval, the issue of health care has never come up with everyone in the room. Not once during these meetings, he says, have the legislators debated the merits of such a program, how it would work, if Illinois can afford it, and if many besides Blagojevich even want it. As Sandoval was one of the legislators pushing for more transparency, he admits it's ironic.
You know, those who were advocating for more openness and participation, more sunshine, apparently now have feel that after 3 days they've been sunburned and don't want to participate anymore.
He says more participation will only work if there's follow-up and ground rules. Not everyone is so down on the new process. One legislator says he's enjoyed eavesdropping on the interactions between the leaders and the governor, especially as many of the encounters between Blagojevich and Madigan have reportedly been quite contentious. And both the governor and the speaker say they think it's a productive practice. Both seem to want legislators to witness firsthand what each considers the other's bad behavior. Republican House Leader Tom Cross is also open to the extra input, but he predicts the only way things will get done is with a smaller crowd.
Upstairs is fine with everybody there, but it's not going to get any closure on a budget deal or bring any finality to the situation. You gotta get people around the room and ironing out the differences.
Because while they may have had some time in the light recently, Illinois' rank-and-file legislators aren't known as mushrooms for nothing. They earn that moniker because they're kept in the dark on important issues like the budget. And Roosevelt University professor Paul Green says things are done behind closed doors for good reason.
The fact of the matter is that there's got to be a lot of horse trading going on. There's got to be a lot of things being said that you don't want to go public.
Green says he doesn't know when or how Illinois' governor and legislative leaders will reach a budget deal. But he expects those decisions will be made without the mushrooms at the table. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
And the forecast for East Central Illinois, mostly sunny this morning, then partly sunny. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 82. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers in the evening. The low is around 58 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, the high around 78. Friday night, partly cloudy, the low around 58. Mostly sunny Saturday with a high of 82 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, July 12th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.